For decades, Allen Harim Foods' Harbison chicken plant has discharged treated wastewater into Beaver Dam Creek.
I mean, this is clean wastewater, and we could continue to do this. We absolutely could continue to do this.
Kathy Bassett is a spokeswoman for Allen Harim. Bassett says Allen Harim has fixed problems with excess nitrogen and ammonia in the Harbison plant's wastewater. But getting the wastewater out of the creek and onto land offers an opportunity for cleaner disposal, a more environmentally friendly solution. In a few months, Allen Harim will take advantage of that alternative. They'll send more than 1.5 million gallons of wastewater each day through an 8-mile-long pipe to a lagoon facility owned by Artesian. Artesian will store the water in a large lagoon and spray it onto agricultural lands and wooded areas in the Milton area. Joe Moran is Allen Harim's president and CEO.
We'll get out of the creek. A lot of people think you don't discharge in the creek. The connotation is, oh, that's bad for the environment. Well, you see there's nothing wrong with the environment that we're producing to today. But it's more advantageous to go to the fields, field spray right now.
Last year, the state cited Allen Harim for harmful levels of pollutants in its wastewater between 2012 and 2016. Allen Harim says it's cleaned up its act since. And the company adds it was talking with Artesian about the planned wastewater project even before the state flagged those violations. According to Artesian's construction permit application, the wastewater Allen Harim will send to the facility can have high levels of nitrogen that aren't safe to drink. Artesian says it has determined how large an area needs to be irrigated to effectively lower the nitrogen levels of water reaching the soil beneath the spray fields to meet the drinking water standard. But some Milton area residents, like Paul Reed, say they worry the water sprayed onto the fields that will go into their wells won't be drinkable if Allen Harim's flow doesn't meet requirements.
If they can't meet the requirements, the stuff they send up here will be contaminated. And then it will get into the spray fields and it'll sink into our water aquifer and provide water to the wells. The wells will be contaminated. It's only a matter of time. How long?
Reed's well is less than 100 feet deep and about 500 feet away from one of the spray fields. He's nervous about what will happen to his well if Allen Harim doesn't fully treat its wastewater before it sends it through the pipe. But Artesian's chief financial officer and treasurer, David Spaked, says as Allen Harim's water moves through the pipe, Artesian will be able to see if there's anything wrong with it.
If we find that the treatment somehow isn't going as we expect it to, we have the ability to return that flow back to the facility for further treatment. And they have an on-site lagoon there themselves that will house up to 2 or 3 days worth of already treated wastewater that then they will have to take back through their facility.
He says Artesian has had no violations for water discharge in the 15 years they've been operating their wastewater systems. And they want to maintain that track record to assure the public they provide quality service. They operate a similar lagoon treatment facility in Middletown. But environmentalists aren't convinced. They say high nitrogen levels in drinking water can lead to numerous health problems, including cancer. Maria Payan is a consultant for the Socially Responsible Agricultural Project. She's been working with residents near Mount Air Farms' Millsboro chicken plant to resolve issues with well contamination. And she's helping Milton area residents fight Artesian's new wastewater facility, so what happened with residential wells near the Mount Air plant isn't repeated in Milton.
People depend on these private wells in order to provide their family with, you know, safe drinking water, safe water to cook, safe water to bathe, safe water to brush their teeth. Water is something that we take it so much for granted.
A grassroots group of Milton area residents is fighting for their wells. The group, called Keep Our Wells Clean, has filed an appeal with the State Environmental Board against Denrec Secretary Sean Garvin's decision for Artesian's facility to be built. The appeal highlights concerns from several residents who live close to the spray fields and believe they would be exposed to odors and possible contamination. Tony Scarpa is a Milton area resident and the co-founder of Keep Our Wells Clean.
We felt that the decision handed down by the Secretary of Denrec, Sean Garvin, was arbitrary and capricious. It will damage and will injure people that live in and around the area of the spray fields. We feel that there are environmental concerns that were not taken into consideration.
A public hearing hasn't been scheduled yet, and Scarpa says they're in it for the long haul. If they need to, they'll take the matter to court. In the meantime, Artesian and Allen Harim still need permits to operate the wastewater site. If they get them, Artesian CFO Spaked says the facility will be operational in summer 2018. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.